everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. That's something we're supposed to choose. We're learning a lot about radiation these days, so this is a show where you're going to be talking to me, hopefully. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I work with a lot of guides and angels, just as we all do, and we like to call them in and have a, and also ETs and so on, and those of you who stick to listening until we get to Jackie's show know lots about that. Also, what we're going to talk about tonight is power, because talking about radiation, you all know that Japan's power structure has been really defeated, almost defeated by the earthquake and the tsunamis and so on. And there's a lot going on all around the world about power. And you and I know that as we listen to Radiance by Design and other shows on wonderful BBS Radio. We know a lot about how to empower ourselves through, as my guides and angels have taught, we empower ourselves tremendously through releasing old beliefs and old fears. And I always say through releasing how we hold against life and how we defend ourselves. Releasing that kind of thing will help the, would help the essential love that connects us all to actually radiate out there. As you radiate out consciously, that means you send out vibrations that are supportive and contribute to any kind of group. You find you get less negative interaction. That power begins to mean our ability to consciously put ourselves forward, be centered in our power and in our light, and lift and affect the room. Now, as we talk about the huge earthquake and the literal meltdown of the nuclear power plants over in Japan, a lot of people have been scared about radiation, and the radiation will leak and begin to float around and catch on the wind currents and really hit us all, and the whole world could be contaminated. First of all, I don't think that's going to happen. Second of all, it is sort of an awareness in this show about being conscious about what you're radiating. And what we can learn tonight is more about being conscious of how to empower ourselves and being conscious of how to clear contaminants like radiances, and also how to clear the contaminants that you and I bring to the table when we're full of shame, disappointment, grief, bitterness, abuse, or whatever. When we're full of that, we radiate out there. And then we, in the collective, as people are very afraid of what's been going on, where we've got those hidden issues, the abuse issues or the shame or the accumulation of many, many lifetimes, it's much easier for us to bang into the collective fear and really feel how everyone else is feeling on the planet. Not every single person, but there are those waves of response that come through. Remember, at Christmas time or big, big feast times where sometimes people are left out, and so there's a lot of memory around those times, and people feel, almost palpably, feel kind of waves of weighty emotion and so on that can be floating in the atmosphere. And if you've got some hidden issues of sadness, of self-defeat, or of this or that, you'll pull it in more and it'll become part of your field. So as we're talking about power, thinking of the nuclear power and so on, if we're talking about personal power, we want to be aware that the more we release of our leftover thoughts and feelings from the past, the easier it is for you to radiate positivity and to radiate consciousness, to radiate love, to radiate a mutually supportive environment. The other thing we're all pretty conscious of these days is that this is the time of the shift. We're, I was going to say, sliding into 2012. Well, actually, we're going lickety-split into 2012. Now, what we've been told about is that this period of time, and I'm one of those who doesn't really, and my guides and angels as well, who don't think it's just like, boom, in 2012, but that it's kind of a flowing change that's been amping up over the last couple of years. And as we're moving into it, as we call it the shift, and the Mayan calendar, jumping around because there's so much input that we've been trying to piece together to make kind of a weaving we can all use. But as C.J. Kallman talks about with the Mayan calendar, and we had him on Paradigm Shifters a few weeks ago, he talks about how the Mayans were able to construct their calendar according to waves of consciousness moving through our collective. I mean, that's pretty practical. How many calendar makers do we know? Wasn't it the who was it that makes the calendar? Gregorians or something? Yeah. I guess they weren't sitting around absolutely feeling what waves of consciousness are moving through the collective, but the Mayans apparently were. And as the frequencies on our planet, in our solar system, and even the universe move up and move up and move up, and we're getting lighter and freer, what we want to understand is the shift is about being lighter and freer, being able to, I kind of cheekily call it catching the wave, to be able to catch the wave of consciousness that started coming through around the 9th of March, just last week. And it's a consciousness that helps us to, that lifts us to be able to receive and give love, to be able to release and forgive. Forgiveness is a huge deal. Being able to forgive past experiences, to be able to start anew in this collective consciousness of ours, to be able to find our way out of numbing forces and huge patriarchal control issues that have gone on for a few thousand years. We have the ability to vibrationally and consciously move those old reactions out of our body minds and move, shift into being a win-win kind of populace. Well, I think that doesn't sound like a piece of cake given our history, but you know what? Because of the frequencies moving so much faster, and because of our waking up and our intentions moving a lot faster, we really do have the ability to empower ourselves to evolve beyond that which has been expected a lot faster than ever before. So tonight on Radiance by Design, we're going to start off by doing our sacred geometric meditation. And remember, in that meditation, when we do the Galactic Healing Center, we can take a whole country in there. We can take a whole world in there. It doesn't have to just be one person. So what we're going to work on in our meditation tonight is on our personal power through release, helping others, because remember, in our sacred geometric meditation, we're empowering ourselves by creating geometric designs around ourselves and influencing, just as pyramids do and so on, the way energies flow in and around us. So we can create pathways of flow so that they move through us and give us a lift. And you can do that with your mind and your visualization and your imagination. And guess what? So can I. So we're going to do that with breathing, with our visualizations, with our structures. And then when we get to the healing center, we're going to do some empowerment of entire groups of people, or, well, most likely Japan, or all of us, to move ourselves beyond being victimized by what's going on today. We also want to empower Mother Earth to shuck those funny frequencies that go in and crackle through her body mind too. We've been unconscious about that, and it's time we got conscious, isn't it? So again, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm going to take your calls right after we do our meditation. We're also going to have a call in by Deb O'Connor, and she's a wonderful friend and a wonderful astrologer. She's calling in at 7:30. We're going to talk about the full moon. We're going to talk about various forms of, wow, taking advantage of what the astrological skies are presenting. What on earth does it mean to have Uranus moving to Aries on the 13th of March, and does that mean things are going to go lickety-split? In any case, we're going to talk to you about all of those things and any other darn it thing you want to talk about. So here we go. Close your eyes unless you're walking on the edge of a cliff. As I say, riding your bicycle. Even hang gliding, you should keep your eyes open. Good. Now remember, we're going to do this more often in this show. Let's call in your connection with your guides and angels, and with the levels of consciousness available to us all, call in those great spiritual beings that you love. Call them in for help and support. And what we're going to learn to do is do a lot of, what would you call it, vertical connection instead of horizontal right now. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower. And now drop your four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then about 20 feet out around your body is where it lands. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid. And those two pyramids meet point to point and create an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And inside of that, create a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And just see that crystal ball form. Oh my goodness, what colors it has. And inside of that, there you are. There's a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside of that. And now start to spin and spin and spin. You can even get dizzy when you spin. This is another tool for empowerment, isn't it? And as you spin and spin, I want you to imagine in front of you a beautiful movie screen, and the first movie you put on the screen is a picture or a knowing of you doing and being what it is you want to do and be in this life. I always want to be multidimensional, consciously in the moment, whenever I want it. That's it. And I also want to connect to the various aspects of my being that are universal. But what do you want? You can do anything you like, but I always share my vision. Oh, just to give an idea. And when you really get the sense that you're doing that, move to the next screen. And on that screen, you want to be creating what it is you want to create. What kind of project you want? Home and family, a book, a house. As you know, I'm working on a TV series. I just see all the pieces coming together, all the resources that are required, and see it coming to fruition and being very successful. And as you sit in there, you can really feel how successful it is, and you're pleased with yourself and your own guidance. And now see the resources coming to maintain your project, have it to keep going on and on. Good. And you smile, and then you whip to the next place, which is your galactic healing center. Now remember, we all have a magical team around us, a team of beings of levels of consciousness beyond our own, different dimensions, and have those that team of yours wrap around our healing table, and you're the first one to lie on the table. Lie on that table and have that team work on you. And I don't know what it is you're looking for tonight, but they do. They know a fair amount about it, don't they? And have them wrap around your table. Okay, so what I'm getting is many of the team members are pulling, vibrationally pulling things out of me, old programming, because I sure want that. I always have this dream I can jump off this cocoon of subconscious programming that's been around me. Okay. And now, when you feel like you're getting some freedom and some clarity, and ask the first guide, yeah, ask one of them to let you know when you're done. Because I'm getting permission from mine to say, okay, you're done. This will keep going. So wrap that in light and move to the side. And then we do another healing table, and the team replicates itself. And you bring in someone else who needs help. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of agitation on our planet. So the person I'm bringing in right now is the one is a youngish man, middle-aged, almost middle-aged, who is very, very frightened, frustrated, and has incredibly low self-esteem. But like his blood sugar has just gone awry, there's too much stress and tension on the planet. And he just flipped out. He just threw a complete wobbly, a complete tantrum. Yeah, we're just wrapping him in light. And my team is talking to him and breathing peace into him. But they're also rearranging certain parts of his brain to release some of the programming that has kept, as they say, it has kept him denying himself for all his 35 years. So they move through his body as well. As they move the brain patterns, seems more like the occipital lobe and the temporal lobe. But anyway, as they pull things out of his brain pattern, they're also pulling out through his feet some of the connecting frequencies. And I see that his heart palpitations are ceasing as we do this. And when they feel satisfied that the process will be ongoing, let's wrap that in light and move that scenario to the side. And now go back into your galactic healing center and let's heal some of the planetary problems. So let's look at... Let's bring Japan into the Galactic Healing Center. Now, my guides and angels have been saying the number of you, and we read something about this as well, that the number of UFOs and extraterrestrial beings that are helping is tremendous. Now, remember, we've been told a number of times that they aren't allowed to intervene unless it's like a nuclear threat and so on, but they're in there. They're all over the planet right now working with this particular issue. So as we see Japan, remember to talk with them, consult with them, ask your own guides and angels to join them, ask your own guides and angels and your healing team to work with some of the people who are extremely influential in matters that are so dangerous as this. And don't be afraid to call in the big names. Creator Spirit, there you are. And what we want is to soothe and calm the people of Japan and help them heal, to protect the reactors so they don't go off. That's it. The cooling of the waters. That's right. There's a lot being done right now. I don't pretend to understand the mechanics of it all, but I see them working with pieces of these machines. Keep sending that light, and I feel like we can wrap it in light and send it to the side. Now we'll do one more political situation. Let's all take a look at the political, your favorite political situation right now. And let's call in light, stretch your arms up and call in golden light from above and have it come down through your arms, through your head, and out your heart. In the name of love and evolution, let's send this light to, let's send it to the UN and have it flare off the UN and into the extraterrestrial visitors and help to create a cloak of peaceful solutions throughout the various hotspot countries, Libya. You know what's interesting about that? We're saying peaceful solutions, but the more I learn about love and the more I learn about peace, is sometimes you have to be very fierce and make strong decisions and say no in order to be loving and peaceful. So I'm seeing as it goes through Libya that there's some very, very strong protection against flagrant violence, but it's taking fierceness at the same time. So let's just keep sending our lights to that and to North Korea, and you know all the places, to all the hot spots that you're conscious of, and see that the the shift, if you will, or the ability to feel consciousness rising and to have an awakening to the sensitivity and the empathy for all of life. See that rising in figures that are in positions of power. See it and feel it. It's making my body really hot. I don't know what's happening with yours. So let's just send that round and round and round our planet with some extra dollops on Japan, on Libya, on the whole Middle East, in fact, on Iran, on North Korea, and some extra love for Christchurch. I haven't kept in touch with what's happened in other places with earthquakes and waves and so on. Good. So just wrap the whole planet. And you can feel it, the sensitivity growing and the kindness for one another and for Mother Earth. And have those lights come back in through your arms, fill your chest, move up to the top of your head and out into the great central sun. Wow, we have a lot to empower ourselves about, but you know what? It's really possible. So jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. Oh, and don't forget to close off the Galactic Healing Center and come on into the room and let's talk. It's really important. If you'd like to call in, I'd love to have you call in right now. What's going on with you? There are a couple of things we want to talk about. Here's the number, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. It strikes me over and over that everything that's going on the planet right now is about power. Have you noticed that? How powerful do you feel? This is a more obvious form of power. We're told to protect ourselves from the possibility of radiation. Apparently, the radiation flows that we can expect here are rather small. But in any case, what we've been taught is that we want to be taking iodine. Let me see here. I've got something from Hyla Kath. Hyla Kath is really a wonderful doctor, started off in Canada, but she's in the States now. And she teaches about brain chemistry and about using natural, she's a doctor, but she teaches all kinds of natural ways of helping difficulties and so on. So I've got her blurb here on how to deal with radiation and what she's talking about in a sec here. She's talking about potassium iodide and how much to take. She says that it's recommended from the World Health Organization adults take 130 milligrams, adolescents 12 to 18, take the adult dose, children 3 to 12 take 65 milligrams, and infants take a half a tablet, newborns to 1 month, just a quarter of a capsule. So what she's saying is that it's really good for you to build up your iodine. It's a very good thing to take a minimal dose, like 40 milligrams a day, in order to build up your iodine protection. Because what happens is the radiation, apparently, I haven't got the actual explanation. I don't want to read this whole thing. But in any case, it hits the thyroid right off the bat. But if you've got enough iodine in you, then it protects you. It's prophylaxis. It protects you from having it protects you from what could be thyroid cancer, is how I'm going to put it. Anyway, just take a look at doing that. The other thing you can do is eat seaweed. There's all kinds of different seaweeds. Trader Joe's got a really nummy kind of a seaweedy treat that we've all been gobbling like mad. So I was running around looking for iodine, and I went, oh my gosh, we're eating seaweed all the time just for fun. So you can do that. Those things are really helpful. The other thing we can do is more and more visualization. So how do you feel about your own personal power? One of the things that sucks our power down is hidden issues. For example, I'm going to choose one tonight, and you're not phoning, so I'm just going to chatter on here until Deb gets on the phone with us. One of the hidden issues that we all have is defensiveness, and you know, they're not always hidden, are they? Talk about power and defense. Aren't those really the sort of the macro That's the big version of what we're all dealing with inside, isn't it? How powerful do you feel? If you feel ashamed, if you feel insecure, if your self-esteem is really low, you don't feel very powerful at all unless you got a good defense. So that's kind of a riotous bunch of things going on inside of individuals. So what I want you to do is, on a regular basis these days, I want you to call up and release some of these things. And the reason for that is that if we're going to make the shift, we have to be releasing the kinds of things that keep us hiding from each other, that keep us attacking each other, that keep us afraid all the time. Fear is a dreadfully lobotomizing kind of force, isn't it? So let's use this. We've got 3 minutes before Deb calls, so we'll use this as our first example tonight. Let's call up. Let me see. I'm looking at people out there. Let's call up our defensiveness. And I'm telling you that what's really funny is I look at you out there and I go, what this person is defensive about sits around the clavicle area. This one holds it in the belly or the belly and the chest. This one holds it in the way she holds her shoulders. This one's legs are all sore. And it's all about defense. So I want you to have a sense of humor as you call up all and call in your guides and angels, remember, because when you have that vertical connection, you get way more powerful inside. So I want you to call up all the programming about defense in your body mind. Call it up and notice where it is in your body. I forgot to say, wrap yourselves in light. Remember, we wrap ourselves in light so as not to take one another's on. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, hello.
Hi, Veronica. This is Ted.
Hey, Ted. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Okay. I haven't listened to your program in a long time. I have a meeting that happens on Thursdays usually.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back.
Here I am. The whole issue of power is one that, it comes up for me. I'm wanting to get my breath work practice going and doing some meetups and that sort of thing, but I had a real small turnout the last one, but it was a nice meeting. But
Are you doing large groups?
I'm sorry.
Are you trying to do large groups?
Well, I'm trying to do groups. Yeah, and whoever turns out, that would be good.
Well, are you putting it up?
I wanted to do it kind of an ongoing basis, but I just I don't know why. It's just hard for me to just get myself up to do it.
I know that one. It's hard to set up groups. My first kid is you need
nice
to do
the
it.
Way now, nowadays they have these meetup things on the internet that you could just put it out there. But exactly. It really takes more than that. I think it takes plugging it and putting it out there and trying to advertise and talking to people and that sort of thing. So I didn't do that last time.
Well, I want you to do a plug for yourself right now because I talked about you a couple of weeks ago. We talked about breath and breathing, and tonight we're talking about power and empowerment. So you need to do a plug for your kind of work.
Yeah, well, it's just a very powerful way to get right at underlying things. It's stuff that happens to us goes right into our cells, and a lot of times we don't know, and you were just talking about subconscious things getting in the way, and mm-hmm. breath work is a way to get to that. It comes up in a nice, gentle way. I mean, it's what we're ready for, and that's what will come up, and it's just a great release.
And it does take care of, if we're trying to make the shift, it takes care of how we defend ourselves against change, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what I do is connected breath and clarity breath work in particular, and it's powerful. It's just so powerful.
And do you have a website?
I really haven't set it up yet. I have it out there, but I haven't hardly used it. I have to do that. But I don't do it over the phone, though. So most people are someplace other than Monterey.
Okay, so Do you want to give your email, or do you want me to have people who are interested to talk to you to go through my email?
Yeah, I'll go through your email right now.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'll just tell people, if you want to talk to Ted about it, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, and we'll get you in touch with Ted. And I have to go now because we're getting our astrological report.
Yeah, it'll be neat. It's right at that time, isn't it? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll log off then.
It's really good
to
hear from
you,
Ted. Yes, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Good to talk to you.
Okay,
bye.
Now, that's somebody who really took charge, and he's really learning that. He's been through a lot of learning curves over the last few years, and he's got lots to share. Oh, my. Hello? Deb's not there yet. Okay, so he's been on a lot of learning curves, and he's learned a lot about self-empowerment. That's pretty exciting to do it through your breath. So, for example, when you've called up your defensiveness, which I asked you to do, call it up and feel it. Notice where it is in your body. And then command total release. But I'll tell you, one thing I know about breathing, because Ted brought that in, is if you do some really deep breathing for like 5 to 10 minutes before you call it up, your whole body will be kind of shimmering and much lighter. Then when you call up your defensiveness, you're going to feel it easier and you're going to clear it easier. So it's really, really helpful. Now, Deb, are you on yet? No? Okay. All right, we're just going to keep going. I want Deb to come on because we're going to have a humongous full moon, and I'm going to get her to be talking about what does it tell us about. We learned that Uranus was coming into connection, was going to go into Aries and was going to kick off a whole bunch of big changes on March the 13th. And so now we got to see what we can expect from that. Remember, the whole point is we're looking for personal empowerment. And the more of us that we can find, the more of us that find ways of releasing things that block our personal power and our personal radiance, to release those, and the more of us that connect with that power that comes through us. Is that you, Deb?
Hi, Lonnie. It's me.
Hi. Welcome to the show. I want to know all about the big, big moon that's sitting in front of my eyes right now in our window.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful, beautiful.
And welcome to Deb, who's way out there in Montana tonight.
Yeah. That moon's going to be full on, I guess, probably Saturday night. I mean, in the middle of the night. So technically early Sunday morning. But, yeah, right on spring equinox. It's going to be quite the equinox. Full moon, the sun sitting on Uranus, which has just gone into Aries, and an amazing beginning of this new year.
I was talking tonight about power, self-empowerment, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you've got some of the tools for that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think we all do. You know, you and I were talking earlier about sort of a follow-up on what we talked about last week, which is this amazing Uranus energy, which is definitely the piece which so many people are talking about this elevated consciousness that's coming through all of us, that's coming really from outside of us and using us as portals to bring sort of transpersonal consciousness into our field, our human field. And we were also talking about the fact that there are actually three transpersonal planets working together on this. And one of them is Neptune. The one we talked about last week is Uranus. That's what's bringing in this new vision and this desire to just recreate every paradigm we've ever encountered.
Yay!
And the second of these transpersonal planets is Neptune, which is very much about compassion and forgiveness and surrendering. To just, you know, surrender, just the concept of somehow accepting all that's being given in this moment and knowing that there's sort of invisible, beautiful, invisible network of spirit holding us. And the third of these transpersonal planets is Pluto, and Pluto is the planet that actually has a lot to do with empowerment and disempowerment, a feeling of disempowerment. But Pluto's always trying to help us get in touch with what makes us afraid. what makes us afraid that we aren't powerful. And it try to help us see that it's smoke and mirrors, but coming from this human vibration, it doesn't always feel like that, right?
I mean, it doesn't let us get away with hiding our guilt, shame, and undoing.
Right, exactly. Pluto's territory is guilt, shame, and guilt, shame, and fear.
Dominant.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that you and I talked about earlier tonight that I think is really interesting to know is that, well, all of us astrologers and all energy workers are talking about this huge energy shift. And I've been talking specifically about Uranus. There's a lot happening at the universal level, and we, as astrologers, what we can do is we can look at Uranus and we can say, yeah, it's bringing in an extraordinary into the group consciousness, the capacity for huge consciousness shifting. But what makes astrology interesting to me is that when I look at every single person's individual chart, I can see specifically where that consciousness shift is working. And we were talking about your chart and, you know, what a transiting Uranus means to you and the fact that the planet starts out for you conjunct your sun. So you have this, you are a visionary, and everybody who knows you knows this about you. But as the planet transits around your chart, it's constantly feeding itself information from different parts of your life. And where it is right now is it's sort of at the end of your fifth house, which is the house of your creative life, and your children, your girls, and the third thing that comes under the umbrella of the fifth house is your romantic relationship with Bob. But the place where I can feel this, just knowing you, really working you over, it has to do with your creative life. So that eighth house Uranus, which is always on your sun, is transited now to the point where it's been working on bringing lots of new ideas, some of them almost unexpectedly, into your consciousness, because that's what Uranus does, around your creative life. And now that Uranus has moved into Aries, that's going to move faster. So, the things that you've been creating and working through while Uranus has been in Pisces for the last 7 years are all of a sudden, now that this planet's in Aries, and you can see how that would really nourish your natal Uranus, which is on your sun, which is the visionary in the house of the, you know, the deeply intuitive sort of psychic. So I think this is really exciting for you, actually.
This means my creativity actually will land. Does it?
It means, not really land. It means it'll move. It'll mean the projects themselves now have like a bonfire lit under them.
Yay! Woohoo!
Yeah, I know! Go ahead, sorry?
Do you promise?
Yeah.
I do. Oh, great.
And your sun and Mercury are 1 degrees of Gemini, and this planet is at 0 degrees of Aries, and so that's fire to air, almost the exact degree, degree off, and it's just going to, within the next month, it'll move to 1, and then you're really going to feel it.
Yay, I want that.
Yeah.
What about you? So, what's it doing for you?
Well, in my chart, Uranus is actually squaring itself, and it's squaring, my Uranus actually, well, yours is transiting through the fifth house, my Uranus lives in the fifth house, natally. And it's by transit, it's in the first house, so it's basically doing a lot of work on me around my self-image relative to my fifth house, which is my creative life. So it's asking me to be 100% authentic. That's what Uranus wants, and you know, to be completely real, and to make sure that I've climbed way out of my box, so that I'm not doing anything conventional whatsoever, and that will feed and nourish both my creative life and probably my relationship with my daughter.
Oh, wow.
We're always mentoring our children. You know, this we've taught, you and I have talked about this so many times. Every breath we take, they pick up on.
They sure do, don't they?
Yeah, every thought we think. It seems like we can be 2,000 miles away from them when we think a thought, and somehow we've mentored something in them with that thought, one way or another.
So let's jump to the more universal global family. So given all of this about Uranus and the full moon, wait a minute, did we finish about the full moon? What do you see as the impact on Japan, for example, and all that's going on? Do you see that, for example, between the Mayan ninth wave and between Uranus meeting or coming into Aries was when the earthquake hit, right?
Mm-hmm. What I think is probably going to keep happening, and sometimes I don't like to say some of this because I don't want to put out there anything that anybody will pick up as a negative thought so that we won't create any negative thinking. But mm-hmm. So to be really clear, Uranus is constantly bringing about the unexpected. An earthquake is unexpected. The nuclear meltdown is unexpected. And the potential for the unexpected it's not even just potential, it's just it's going to keep happening. Things that we don't expect happening. But that goes both ways. That's the thing about the astrological, is that I think we'll probably continue to experience the earth shaking, and I think it'll happen in unexpected places. And I also think that we're going to come up with unexpected solutions to things that seem like potential nightmares.
Hmm.
So that's what I mean. It goes both ways here.
Mm-hmm. I keep getting the feeling that, and I watch people can heal faster even though they have a traumatic mm-hmm. experience. It's like mm-hmm. that, isn't it?
It is. You know, something I was just going to say and it went away. It went out of my mind. Something you and I talked about earlier.
Oh, no, it's
not your fault. it's my mind that's creaking. Oh, I know. We were talking earlier about the anxiety in so many people that's sort of afoot right now, and how, and I was explaining that with Uranus, what's happening for all of us is it's bringing this extraordinary, elevated consciousness into our little human fabric. And it's really hard on us because our bodies are working as fast as they can to keep up with this, but they haven't caught up. So what happens is Uranus is really capable of making people feel like they're absolutely becoming certifiably crazy. It generates a tremendous amount of anxiety. But if we can just learn to rock with this, what it really is doing is helping us to completely reinvent the way we see everything in our world. Everything. Mm.
Neurological function.
Yeah. I mean, everything, our perceptions are going to be shifting radically now, which is what leads to a way to see our way out of some of the really difficult things that will keep happening. It's almost like they're difficult as long as we stick with our old way of perceiving the world. This sounds really cold-hearted when I hear myself talking like this, and I don't, certainly don't mean it to be that at all. It's just that given what we have here in terms of what the human species has done to the planet, what we have to do is we have to figure out some way through this and around this that actually I don't think the human species itself is so capable of doing. That's why we're getting this Uranian download.
Hmm.
We're getting
so it isn't
help.
The human species as it is, it's the human species as it can become.
It is, and it's just, I really think we're being used as portals right now, and that mm-hmm. we're just having this amazing consciousness downloaded to us from sort of super consciousness, which is a hard thing to describe because we don't have the language for it.
We want to. So give us your, how do we get hold of you?
Well, you can email me at Deb, which is short for Deborah, deb@lovedogdesign.com. And I also have a website. You can contact me through the website, and that's just simply lovedogdesign.com.
I really love your reports. You've given me lots to think about and lots of ways to think of expanding.
Well, you always give me so many things to think about and lots of ways to think about expanding. So I feel delighted, actually, to get to have these wonderful conversations. So thank you.
Well, we'll see you next week if all goes well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Ronnie. Bye-bye.
Well, that was wonderful because I really feel that, for example, in the shift, we've talked about the dissembling of power structures like the patriarchy or the economic global structures, that kind of thing. And the way she's talking about, people will feel absolutely crazy with the downloads and so on. It kind of is another way of referring to that. Like, why is it that people are able to change so fast now? Well, to me, the frequency is going up. The planetary influences are, especially the Iranian one, and the Pluto, well, all of that she was talking about, but the Iranian one, breaking up the way we thought life had to go. So when it comes to suppressions and oppressions, that kind of thing, people are breaking up away from it. One of my big dreams or one of my big prayers is that some of the worst dictators, for example, whether they're covert or overt dictators, will experience also the dissemblement within themselves, just as you and I are working on the shift within ourselves. We have time for a couple more callers. Why don't you call in with your questions and let us know how you're handling these times. And we've got a great full moon this weekend. We've got the spring equinox. We've got a lot of power coming through the universe. And as Deb talks about the downloads and so on, how are you going to celebrate it? What's going on with you? And what I started to say before that, before Deb came on, was I really want us to pay attention. If we've got these downloads that want to expand us and want to shift the way our brain patterns, our belly patterns, hold old feelings, old defenses, old ways of maintaining power, you want to find a way to catch yourself on a regular basis. And I'll finish this thought and then you're on the air. You want to find a way to catch yourself on a regular basis, releasing some of the old programming that has gotten passé, for example, defensiveness. And I know on Jackie's show tonight, she's going to talk about releasing guilt. So you're on the air. Good evening. Hi.
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 Who have
I
got? I'm good. Who have I got?
Oh, this is Stephanie. Sorry, I had to turn up the volume.
Okay. All right, so how you doing, Stephanie?
Well, it's been very interesting. Lots of good things, and I've had acupuncture 3 days in a row, and it's been very intense. And I had some very intense experiences last weekend with things I thought I wanted for months were finally coming true, and then bam, nope, and actually turned out better.
Nope.
In the long run, it's kind of bizarre. It's like, you know, I went to the Jewish Community Center. I hooked up with a potential Kabbalah study group and getting in the sacred geometry and sound healing. And just, it's bizarre. It's like it's happened before. Like, I start to work through things and I start meeting other people who need the information I have. And I'm like, I'm okay, but I don't feel like you're a teacher. I just feel like I'm just showing you what I did. And here we are. And trying to decide, you know, what I was going to do, and it turns out the things I wanted to do a few weeks ago, I'm just going to do them anyway. It just took a little fighting to get through it. So, yeah. Just having some, I guess, I don't like to call them wake-up calls so much, because it's just, I keep opening up, like, through breathing and stuff, but there's been this, some resistance to work through. So, and a lot of old things I thought I'd released from my body keep coming up. So it's been a lot of anger, and it's been really difficult because I feel so loving, and then all of a sudden this other crap comes up.
Boy, oh, but you know what? That's to your advantage, because you want that stuff to come up, because we can't really make the change if we hold ourselves the old way, can we?
No, but every time, and it's happened for 3 years, every time I start to be really open and move forward and go, okay, and I got this, because I talked to someone else earlier tonight about, and I know this, about just letting it happen through me. And I got this right before your program started. Let
okay.
it happen.
But that's because the morsels of change get caught on all those the old lattice work of how you've held things in, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just, you know, dealing with grief, it keeps coming up, and really, like, issues related to that, like things I've lost along the way, but I'm actually, it's really weird. As a part of me, it feels really, really joyous, and as a part of me, it's like, and irritated and stuff, but mm-hmm. I'm doing okay, and I just keep getting the message, just remain positive and stop thinking so much, and I know this, and be open to, you know, I have balance. I realized tonight came out of my mouth, I have balance, but boy, I'd like a new way to balance And it's been difficult letting go of writing, but when it's been happening for 3 years, I let go of it, and then I get inspiration to write again. So I'm like, ah,
yay!
I give up.
You know, it's really, you've just given a wonderful example. I've been back to reading Yogananda, Autobiography of a Yogi, and then some of his other talks and writings, and all the way through it, and even Aravinda and a number of other wonderful beings that I've either read or talked to. They all talk about any ways that we have possession, anything we're holding on to is the place to release your grip. And I was going to say that, and then you were talking about just letting your writing go, and then it pops back up. And it's true, isn't it?
Because like when we're music. It's like I got a breakthrough the day my grandma died. You know, it's like, okay. But it was before she died, so it's kind of cool, you know.
And your writing is music, is it?
Well, I went from writing words to writing music, and then my idea for my novel finally came through. Because I had one idea, and I kept having different ideas for months and couldn't figure out what was going on. And a year ago, I was getting the notion, you need to write, you need to write, you need to write. And, you know, I've been seeing how things for the last few years were leading to where I am now, and it's been difficult to let go of the frustration of why didn't I just do this earlier, or why did I make it so hard? You know,
because
it's easy for me.
And remember that forgiveness is one of the biggest things that we need to do in order to complete our releases. And I'm going to have to say goodbye because we're at the end of our time.
Thank you
so much for your call. Have a great time during the solstice or the equinox. Equinox, yes.
Solstice was winter.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's going to be spring, and we know that, and we're really glad, right? Take care, and thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, good night. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, hot diggity, we're going to have a wild and woolly weekend. As we know, change is at an all-time high. Remember to hold your visions very, very strong and watch some of the oppressions melt because we have that capacity. Remember, most of the point of what we're learning these days is that we humans have been controlled and designed and all of that, and we're learning that we're a much more powerful species than we ever thought before. And one of the greatest tools you've got is your visualization, your ability to see and feel what it is we would prefer, and to kick off the traces to release the old stuff that's kind of kept us programmed, and all of us programmed. So the more we release defenses, holding patterns, guilt, fear, all of those things, the more we release those, the more we forgive ourselves and others for things that they have done, the more it's almost like being underwater and you're kicking your feet together and then you rise up to the surface. We rise to a higher frequency being, and our ability to heal many of the programs that have kept us as an oppressive species can be changed. You can do it. I can do it. It is our personal power. So let's do it together, and the more of us that do it, the faster the collective picks up frequency and speed, and it helps all over the world. Talk about power. We really have it within ourselves. Don't forget to call in the guides and angels and be connected with those higher beings and higher consciousnesses, or that of the moon, it looks like, over this weekend. Next week, I don't even know who my guest is going to be next week. We're going to be stay tuned at the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. She and her team of guides and angels, and I get to ask them some questions, are going to be discussing the releasing of deep guilt in our species in order to continue the evolutionary process. So tune in for our Paradigm Shifter next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock and meet somebody who's making a difference on the planet. I'm not quite sure who it is. And right after this, Radiance by Design at the top of the hour, stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I'll be there too, and I get to interview the team. So let's take in a deep breath and send love out to one another and all kinds of other life. Do it again one more time like a prayer. And then we're connected in the Radiance by Design community. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I'll see you either next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, next Thursday at 7, or right at the top of the hour. If you have any feedback, have you got suggestions of guests or whatever, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no itch and Entwistle. Or if you'd like a session with me as well, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Good night and much love.